Zach, a big game for you on Sunday. How's your preparations been?
Yeah, it's been a very exciting 2 weeks. Obviously, we had the week off just gone, and yeah, it's been a good vibe around the place, and yeah, it's been nice just to be able to have the week off and freshen up, and really enjoy the last 2 weeks.
You played 17 games for Peel this season. What would a flag with this group mean to you?
It'd mean very, yeah, deep down, it'd mean a lot. Coming back in round two, it was a bit bittersweet at the time, but I really took it upon myself to come back with a good attitude and really bring something of value to the team. And I felt like I've done that throughout the year to help the young guys develop and that sort of thing. So to be able to experience finals footy and be able to give them some of my knowledge of finals and that sort of thing, to be able to have the ultimate success at the end of it would be fantastic.
Did the coaches say it was an important part of your role to pass on this knowledge when you came back to Peel?
Not as much, but I really kind of wanted to have a really good attitude about it all, and obviously thinking that this might be my last year, that I wanted to be remembered positively and not with someone that was a bit bitter and all that sort of thing. So it's something that I've always prided myself on, is the relationships with my younger teammates. So it's kind of a natural thing for me to come back here and really enjoy my time.
So in your last week training with the Freo group, what do you think you're going to miss the most about the week to week at Freo?
Yeah, look, it's hard to kind of look forward and think about getting a job and going to the 9 to 5 sort of thing. But yeah, the things that you miss the most will be just the camaraderie and the banter and that sort of thing. It's been a little bit difficult hanging around with a lot of 18 and 19 year olds the last couple of years. It's a bit of an eye opener, but yeah, it's probably the friendships and the mates that you're going to leave is probably the hardest part of it all.
Gary Kipperson's also retiring at the end of the season. What's he brought to the group?
Yeah, he's been the same as me. He's really brought a great attitude. Him and I have a really good relationship as well. So it's been good to have him down there as well with me, and we kind of bounce things off each other and really try and generate some real positivity down there. So it's been really nice to have him down there. As much as I'd like to see him be playing, but it's been really good to have him there as well.
Do you have any plans set for life after footy?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a big change, but in the meantime, I think, yeah, we're moving, my wife and I and my baby are going to be moving back to Melbourne, probably pre-Christmas, and they've got a little bit of work stuff lined up post-Christmas in commercial real estate stuff. So yeah, it's exciting and a bit daunting at the same time, but yeah, ready to get back to Melbourne and get a bit more of my family around and experience having their granddaughter around. So I think it'd be good.
Has it been really good for you having your support from the family?
Yeah, it's been amazing, and my wife's been amazing since the very beginning, and she's supported me through all the highs and the lows and the ups and the downs. So yeah, it's been really nice to have her to lean on through the tough times.
You played a lot of footy with Ross Lyon at two football clubs. How important has he been for your career?
Yeah, well, he's probably been the biggest reason for me still being here today. So he kind of rescued me off the scrap heap once I was delisted at Hawthorn. That was 9 years ago. And yeah, to be playing under him, someone that's believed in you the whole way along, has been massive, and it's built my belief in myself throughout my footy career and my career post footy. So yeah, he's been a really big rock for me.
So one more game of footy left for you. What are the crucial battles that are going to happen against Subiaco?
Oh, look, they're a very quality team, so there's going to be a lot of important battles out there. But I think stopping their key forward, Liam Ryan, will probably be the main one. Ryan Nielhuis got the job last time and did quite well, so he's probably the one main role. And then I think just everyone bringing the right attitude and the right intensity will be key to us getting the win.
Great, thanks for your time, Zach, and good luck.
Thanks.